So that's the 94. Let me come back here to the state in the 60s. Mm-hmm. I interviewed last week Al Snipes, who began building the Republican Party in the late 50s and the 60s.
All right. Al Snipes was in the conservative wing of the Republican Party. At that time, there was a division between the moderates and the conservatives. It's not quite that true today, but somewhat is true. So Al Snipes, he probably told you that he and I were very close. I mean, we were, and we still are today. He's still alive.
Yeah, he's now 89 years old.
Oh, is he? So, he's older than I was.
But his big to-do was with Henry Bellman, and Henry Bellman wasn't as conservative as he was, and you maybe even have a comment on that. They kind of had a love-hate relationship is what I could draw from that situation.
Well, the problem that Henry had, Henry was never really conservative. The Panama Canal vote was the killer for Henry Bellman. That lost virtually all of the Oklahoma conservatives, well, nationwide. That was a huge issue, if you remember. The vote on the Panama Canal went down, as I recall, to one vote, and he cast that vote, and it was characterized as giving away the Panama Canal.
Right. But then Henry, that was when he was senator, came back then and ran for governor and was elected.
That's correct.
Even though the state was very much opposed to that one vote. So that's an interesting scenario.
Henry Bellman, and I liked Henry real well. He was never a real conservative. Dewey Bartlett was much more conservative. I'm talking about Governor Dewey Bartlett and United States Senator Dewey Bartlett.
Al Snipes talked a lot about Dewey Bartlett, and those two were very close because they were conservative.
Mm-hmm.
You run for governor in 1974. You lost 57 pounds during that race.
But the race was significant for another reason. When Dewey Bartlett won governor of Oklahoma, 4 years later, he ran for re-election. He was defeated by David Hall. David Hall was corrupt. In fact, I'm the one who took the statements, did the research, and sent him to the federal penitentiary. David Hall, it was just a horrible thing that we went through. Well, my closest friend was a Democrat who was elected the same year I was. His name was David Boren. David Boren and I were, this gets a little complicated because 2 years after I was elected to the state house, I was kicked out of the house. And I'm still the only member of the House of Representatives who was kicked out. At that time, I was kind of a loudmouth, and they changed the district so that they cornered me out of a district, put me in a North Tulsa district. It was 85% Democrat, but I won anyway. So I was in the state Senate. David Boren was in the state House. He was a Democrat. I was a Republican. So we introduced all the reform, like the investment of state funds for the state treasurer and other. None of them ever passed, but we were the authors. We were both offended by David Hall. And so we developed something that we can defeat him. David Boren would run for governor as a Democrat in a primary against David Hall. I would run as a Republican, and my primary opponent was Denny Garrison. I would win my primary. David Boren would lose his primary. Who was going to vote at that time for someone when David Hall just controlled the party? So we went through 2 years of campaigning. David Boren saying nothing but nice things about me, me saying nothing but nice things about him, and lo and behold, he wins the primary. How do you run against a guy in a state like Oklahoma when you've been praising him for the last 2 years? And, of course, it was over.
I should have said you were elected to the Oklahoma House of Representatives from 67 to 69, and then you ran and won for the Oklahoma Senate, where you served 8 years. And some of this, when you were running for governor, you continued in the state Senate. You still remember the state Senate. But you lost to David Boren. How did you handle that defeat? Did you ever think you'd run again for office? Was that?
Oh, no. No, that was all unique because I knew for a fact I would lose to David Boren. But I knew for a fact that if David Hall wins the primary, I would win because that's what we put together. The unexpected that happened was that he won. So it turned out fine in terms I was still at that time in the state Senate. David Boren and I to this day, in fact, this may surprise you, even though he's the president of Oklahoma University, he is supporting me in my reelection bid, and he's already contributed and all that. So we've maintained that close friendship all these years.
So then we come up to 1976, and you ran for Oklahoma's first district, which includes Tulsa. You defeated Frank Keating and Mary Warner in the primary. The incumbent then is the Democrat James R. Jones. A little bit about that campaign that may stick out in your mind. Ultimately, you lost to him. which may or may not have been a surprise, but he had been an incumbent, and for a Republican to come along to defeat this Democrat would probably be high stakes.
Yeah, it was an uphill race. Frank clearly would have the country club set and all that, but I beat him like a drum in that primary.
And why do you think you did?
Well, because I had organization. One thing I learned a long time ago in the Republican Party, you can win with organization. You don't really need money. By organization, I'm talking about, for example, we used what was called the Kasten Plan. Bob Kasten was a guy from Wisconsin who designed this thing where you have each precinct organized to a level of everybody knows everybody in it, and you have goals for each block within the precinct and all that, as is today. I have volunteers and others don't. They used to joke around, well, if the primary had been held in the bar at Southern Hills, then clearly Keating would have won. But it wasn't.
That was an uphill climb. Did you think you were going to win? Not at all.
No,
you just knew that.
Oh, absolutely. I was absolutely certain of that.
Because you had the grassroots support.
Yeah. But it was almost a duty. We were at that time trying to key out certain races where Republicans were on the rise. Oklahoma's first district was one of those. Now, keep in mind, that was a district race. That was before redistricting took place. And had all of North Tulsa County, and none of the Broken Arrow, the South Tulsa County, you know, where all the Republicans were. So when I won that, Mike Sinar was the one, the second district. So he always had Tulsa and Broken Arrow and all these Republicans. Well, after I won that twice, they decided I was going to continue to win it. So they all got together and gave him all of my Democrats, gave me all of his Republicans. That's how it happened. So
there is another loss, and I don't know what you're thinking about this. Should I ever run for office ever again? Did that ever occur to you at all?
No, it really didn't. And people would make fun of me on that. I remember one cartoon in the Tulsa World. When I won the mayor's race, they had a picture of me running and losing in the governor's race, a picture of me running and losing. It was when Simpson was a cartoonist. Remember him?
David Simpson.
Yeah, he was really good. Mm-hmm. And he didn't care much for me, so he did a good job on me. It showed me, and the caption was, "You finally found one you could win, huh?" And that's true.
Well, that was in 1978. Mm-hmm. You ran for mayor of Tulsa, and you defeated the Democrat Roger Randall. I particularly remember that because KRMG, where I worked for many years, editorialized in support of you. I remember the next day after the election, you came up to the radio station, and you thanked Gary Swanson, or maybe it was Ron Blue, for their support. The door was open from my studio, and I can still see you walking by. You walked into that office.
Yeah, I always did that.
You came back and said, thank you.
I forgot about that.